Why is that important? And you'd explain that the immune system is different, the environment is different, and the organism is often different. Then they'd say, well, we want testing. We want it to be done in our way, but we want it done. So I would say that we are in talks with David Shifley and the vaccine networks in Canada to see if we can set that up with First Nations involvement and even control. H flu, I'm just going to say that you know most of us breathed a sigh of relief that H influenza type B has almost gone away with the vaccine. But what we're seeing now is Haemophilus influenza type A. And there are increasing number of cases of invasive Haemophilus influenza type A. And you're going to say, well, we don't have a vaccine, and you're right, but we should. So in northern Canada, 74% of all the H flu invasive disease is type A. And the rates in the under 2-year-olds are really high. So although the number of cases aren't a lot, the actual number of cases over the population under 2 is high. And this is a story that you'll hear more and more in the next few years, cases of H flu, influenza popping up. RSV, that's one of my most favorite topics, because when I was a GP, I would try to book my holidays in April so I wouldn't have to be around. Actually, I wanted to, but I didn't. But so there's almost no data about RSV in First Nations communities. But again, anyone who works in the communities knows that there's a lot of bronchiolitis. And most of bronchiolitis is due to RSV, although not all. There are lots of papers from Nunavut about Inuit that the rates are incredibly high. But I didn't show papers from First Nations in the lower zones of Canada because the data aren't clear. But the anecdotal experiential data is profound. And so there's information about general prevention measures, hand washing, better housing, like it's the housing stupid, housing, promote breastfeeding. But what about palivizumab? That's supposed to be palivizumab. I think I sort of was thinking PALS, but I can hardly say the word, so I'll say PAL. So this is the you're probably aware that there's a monoclonal antibody that you can give to little premature kids or kids with heart disease if they're going to be young when they enter the influenza or the RSV season. I would just say that the NACI blurb that was published in 2003 in CCDR left a box at the bottom, and it said, Aboriginal kids have high rates of RSV. We don't have enough information to recommend using PAL in these kids, either full gestational Aboriginal kids or under 36 weeks, but you should consider it. And it's obviously a matter of cost. This is a very expensive thing to give. They used to say you had to have a nurse or doctor to give it. It's a shot in the hip, and you have to give it continuously during the season. But there's a great paper by Singleton in my favorite journal, which I'm the editor, International Journal of Circumpolar Health. It's a little wee, rag, but it's we love it. And it's online, and it's free. So I'm just going to warn you that there's a lot of warning you, but also I'm excited. There's a lot of talk now that it's time for health workers who work with Aboriginal communities to say, PAL, we should give it to children born less than 36 weeks of gestation, not 32, but 36, who live in these very high incidence communities. And Nunavut is one, Nunavik, and some First Nations communities in the rest of Canada. So don't be surprised if you hear, I don't think NACI will say that because NACI is, I don't control NACI, but they're very driven by the science, but it doesn't mean that other organizations that control advocate can't say it. So I see I'm running low in time. I'm just going to say about the HPV that there is lots of data that there are different strains of, there's a high rate of cervical cancer in First Nations and Inuit populations. It's in the literature. We don't really know what kind of strains they have. There are only three really good studies that show they have 16 and 18, but they may have other kinds of strains. We need to do studies. There's one in the NWT that's starting. And we really don't know how effective the vaccine is in Aboriginal women, because there's no efficacy studies. We should be looking at antibody levels in First Nations women, and we should look more closely at the pap smear. Some regions like NWT say, hey, we get great pap smear uptake levels, and other regions, they're terrible. And, of course, it's related to how good is the primary care system. And then I'm going to leave Hep A, and I'm just going to go to the end to influenza. To me, it's a no-brainer that we should have universal influenza vaccine in First Nations and Inuit communities. I mean, the NASI statement says anyone who's an essential worker should have the vaccine. Well, in First Nations communities, everybody's an essential worker. There's one garbage truck deliverer. If you're a mother of five children, you're an essential worker. So we've been saying that for years, and I know that it's difficult, and there are other, priorities, but my personal feeling is that all First Nations communities should have universal vaccination. And with the pandemic influenza issue coming up, we absolutely need to do serology to find out if there's any immunity in the older age groups in First Nations communities. There's a fear that there is absolutely no immunity to these H1N1s. In the general population over the age of 60, there is some immunity, it appears. And there's a need now to start the vaccine testing. To set up the system for vaccine testing. We need to go into First Nations communities now to explain the issue, to say to communities a pandemic might be coming. The vaccine is being made. If you don't have it tested in your community, you won't know if it really works, and also about safety, but it's more about efficacy, about antibody levels, and we'd like to have some centres where we look at it. We should have a Dene community, we should have a Cree community, because my work, I left you at the end on your website where this some references regarding the immunology of Aboriginal people, both Inuit and First Nations versus Caucasians. The immunology, the immune response to vaccines and infections is quite different from Caucasians. And I won't go into that, but you can read about it. So I want to stop. I realize I'm a little over my time. I apologize. And thank you very much for the opportunity of speaking.